Kendi and Ravo podcast, sponsored by Maves and the Garavo Bar.
I love the way Brendan said there to me, he was on about plugging Patreon.
Yeah.
Are you with us at all now?
I'm with you now.
Will you wake up, will you?
Sorry, I had to prepare something. I forgot I hadn't prepared anything, really.
Brendan was on about, he said, come on now and promote the Patreon, patreon.com/KendiRavo.
We didn't know that last week, though.
Oh, sorry about that. Brendan, no more.
Can't be blaking people every
week. No more promotions.
And
no more promotions.
We got two new followers on the Patreon.
Yeah. Oh, so that's enough. That's enough.
That's enough.
Yeah, sorry about that now. That's plenty of that. Don't worry about that. Wrecking people's heads, like trying to get... Oh, Brendan, no more promoting anything anymore, okay? Stop now, yeah.
Yeah.
Ray has his mortgage.
Yeah.
Will you stop trying to get money off people? Stop now, like. There's no point in trying to get me.
I wonder which one of us is the lucky one, though.
Fucking hell, like.
We're back on the IPAs.
Yeah. Stop talking about stuff. Sorry. And promoting Ray. What's this one?
You got a juicy one and I got a hazy one. How was that going? So sorry about last week. There was no beers. I can say you hear it. You heard it in our
I'm not
voices.
Just promoting it, but that is actually lovely.
It's nice and cold.
That's lovely. I've had a headache all day. And I've always found that if you have a bad headache...
What is it?
People have a paracetamol and stuff like that. If you drink and drink and drink and drink and drink, the headache will become tomorrow's headache.
There is truth to this.
Yeah, so you can pass it on and on. Oh,
if you drink the face yourself of an evening when you're feeling
sick...
You
won't feel the headache.
Sometimes it can cure the whole thing.
It does, yeah. Now, some people say you feel twice as bad the next day, but wait and you hear this. Right. This is a belter. Drink again the next day. Right? And then, now it keeps doubled up. It gets really bad then the third day. But,
if you drink
then again the third day.
Careful now, Mark. I know that last week we talked about your feelings about yourself. I just wonder, has it escalated?
What? In what way are you talking about, Ray?
You sound like a man that's been drinking since we last spoke.
It's possible. Come here.
What?
What do you do? You're back on your phone again, man.
Sorry,
I was trying to tell you about drinking.
Sorry.
The heads of yourself.
Sorry.
I know, buddy best. I know you're going through your bits there, but you were listening to a video of us on TikTok.
No, well, I didn't mean to, because I wanted to talk about the Legion of Mary clip that the Stig put up during the week.
Oh, yeah.
And I wanted to specifically talk... you might have seen it on our socials media.
Yeah.
But... that's what I was doing just before we came on air.
Yeah.
Was to take photos of the comments because there was...
what's going on with this?
So there was about 21 comments on it last time I checked there about 4 minutes ago.
Right.
And if anyone doesn't know, the Legion of Mary clip was just us talking about the organisation that is the Legion of Mary.
Yeah, which I knew nothing about, by
I know.
The way.
I mean, you kind of went to Kung Fu Nuns was kind of where
well,
you
Well, whenever
went.
You say the Legion of Mary, do you know, or is that what it's called? Legion of Mary?
Yeah.
The Legion of Mary sounds like they're about to come down in a WWE match. Ladies and gentlemen, fighting the Dudley Boys this week, give it up for the Legion of Mary.
Yeah, exactly. It sounds like some
it sounds
sort of
combative.
A, combative, Ray. Yeah. So we
Crouching had, Tiger, Hidden Penguin.
Hidden Sister Alphonsus.
Yeah.
So, we put up the little clip, but I've noticed a pattern in the comments. So, for example, Maria writes, we were in the Legion of Mary when we were younger. We used to go help elderly women. We weren't nuns.
Yeah.
So, obviously, the first mistake we made is we weren't... The Legion of Mary is not a nuns organisation.
Yeah.
It's nothing to do with Kung Fu nuns. And
but can I just say... I know that, but I was saying it sounds like. I didn't say
it sounds
oh, it's
like
a load
it.
Of
nuns. Yeah, you're right. But the user, so it's user 2002485
Two pricks, why don't you go back to Timu, two Johnnies?
No, you'll see. You'll see kind of a pattern. So to that, we used to go help elderly women comment. He or she asks, why not look at it again? Right?
That's what she means. I wasn't saying nuns. That's what the.
Oh,
what
no,
they
no.
Meant.
This is now, why not look at it in? Would you not go back at the Legion?
Oh, so I thought they were saying, why not watch the video clip again?
Then there's another one. Jackie says, I was in it in Bray because we could roller skate every Tuesday and Thursday for 30 pence, I think, one night, 1 month, etc., etc., etc. The man and woman who ran it were very nice and kind. And then the user, 2002, we'll call him or her,
right.
Says, I hear it's coming back to Bray.
So is this the same person?
Same person comments on every comment. Anya says, I am in the Legion of Mary and I am not a nun. So she was obviously tackling
Again,
your preconception.
Didn't say you were a nun.
User 2002 says, great organisation.
Hang on now. Are you telling me that we've been infiltrated by the Legion of Mary?
I don't know. Then Martina Maria says, horrible degrading lot. So she comes in fierce hard.
Us or the Legion of Mary?
I don't know. But whatever, user 2002 comes out and says, what are you on about? And Martina Maria takes offence to this and goes, "You would think your parents taught you nothing." And then user 2002, "I didn't really listen to mammy or daddy. I made up my own mind and that would explain a lot.
I'm my own boss."
Oh, so this is a proper little debate.
Yeah.
And then, "I was in the Legion of Mary and we never did the converting the prods day trips," which is something we discussed in the clip. Yeah. And user 2002, "Maybe we should start them back up."
Come here. I mean, this kind of reminds me of, like, you know, like when someone from Saudi Arabia says, "I'm not sure about their, you know, their history of humanitarians."
Yeah.
And then a load of bad accounts come in and say, "Saudi Arabia is the greatest nation of all time that has ever been known. Long live.
Legion of Mary, a bunch of mad hatters, user 2002. Not a chance. Quiet people with good morals."
Jeez, I tell you what, this fucking... Is that Mary herself? Are we actually looking at Mary herself commenting on the thing?
It could be the Legion of Mary actually coming in trying to change the narrative.
Is the Legion of Mary still a thing?
Oh, it is.
Oh, well, then that's the Legion of Mary.
You think?
Well, that's a nun.
Why didn't they call themselves Legion of Mary?
That's a nun on a Windows 95, or she just got a new phone off air, right? And she's commenting going, like, we have to reinstate the great name of the Legion of Mary.
Or it's just someone who was in it and thinks they're great.
The funny thing is, that has to be the first ever TikTok video about the Legion of Mary ever.
Probably,
one.
Yeah.
It has to be. I think they should set up a TikTok account doing cool stuff.
Well, I would like to say to user 2002, et cetera, et cetera, would you ever consider changing the name and calling yourself what you are?
The
which
Legion.
Which is a big fan of the Legion.
The big fan of the Legion. Legion's Long live fan the club. Legion. Yeah. Long live Legions.
Yeah. I know it's not.
No, is it? It's not one of our accounts.
No, it's not. No, we're not that far ahead.
No, because we have loads of accounts on TikTok that we comment on our old videos. And
we talk about
Which reminds me, actually. Were we going to talk about the same thing there, no? Danny Healy Ray or Michael Healy Ray?
What?
No, that's... So...
I was talking about the two Johnnies.
Oh, no. We were talking about that a second, but I was looking up... I was like, what's all this controversy with the independents that are now jumping into government?
Do you want me to explain it?
Well, I give you my explanation.
Oh,
of what
do,
I think So anyway, I went down a little bit of a rabbit hole. That's obviously why everyone hates Michael Lowry. As in, anyone who doesn't like him really doesn't like him.
Yeah, there was a couple of years there where there was no word about him. And then now the history's come back up.
Yeah, so because he's... Yeah, but I was also watching that. So I went down that rabbit hole of all the independents that have joined us. And one of my favourite things was... Back in 2007 or something, Michael Healy Ray did some charity, like celebrity face off or some reality show.
Which one is Michael again?
Michael's the one who does the talking, and Danny's the one who does the growling. Michael is Danny's translator. He's after saying there is, he said, "Thanks a million for the votes." He's after saying he's delighted to be in government.
Yeah, okay, I gotcha.
So anyway,
Michael is my favorite.
Michael is the fella who, very very funnily, which I do remember on RT years ago, there was a documentary on him. And he was on the phone in the car and he called himself out. He literally said, "I'm not really supposed to be on the phone with him in the car, am I at all? No, no." And they put it in the documentary.
Yeah.
Anyway, 2007, he does this, I don't know what the reality show was, but it was for a charity and stuff.
Hmm.
And this is my favourite controversy of all time in the history of the Irish days. He won, right?
Yeah.
The best celebrity. He bet all the other celebrities, right?
Yeah.
And they found out that the night of the final, 3,600 phone calls were made voting for him.
Yeah.
From inside Leinster House.
What?
I swear. It cost the taxpayer €2,600.
No way.
And they asked him.
How come I never heard of this?
It's mental. Look it up. It's hilarious.
And who was...
It was a celebrity TV show, Brendan. You can look it up there from 2007. So, and all these calls were made from inside Leinster House.
Yeah.
And he had to go out and say, "Sure, look, whatever they're voting for in Leinster House, nothing to do with me." And obviously, I was a popular boy, you know.
So the whole staff at Leinster House rang multiple times.
He must have done something.
Yeah.
And then he said, "But sure, look, if it was taxpayers' money, wasn't it for charity?" That's what he said.
What was the Tom test? What did he have to do?
Okay, well, you find out, Brendan, there, love. What? Celebrities in the Wild.
Yeah, he was abroad doing a bush tucker trial.
He was born in the Wild. No wonder he would have.
So for him, it was celebrity at home.
A celebrity tipping around was, it was for him. So that's... But anyway, I was looking up what the Moriarty Tribunal was and stuff because I didn't know. I was like, why does everyone
sounds
hate
like
this?
A Harry Potter experience.
Harry Potter and the Moriarty Tribunal.
Yeah.
That's a big one. God almighty. What I got from it was that he took, I think it was 187,000 from Dennis O'Brien.
They say he...
Yeah, so he denies denies it for, like, he denies it.
I don't know that the Moriarty Tribune come up, but here is the, look at it there now. We have the bank statement.
Yeah, I don't know.
Dennis O'Brien revoluted my...
He did revoluted. Yeah. Back in 1996, he revoluted.
Dennis O'Brien had just established Revolut. It wasn't even called Revolut at the time. It was like... He actually, this was a system he developed just to give the money to
Michael
Lowry.
This was back when Ireland had approximately 5 ATMs. He came up with Revolut, like, at this. No, but he had come up with Digifone or something, whatever. He got a huge communication. He was the Minister of Communications, was Lowry.
Yeah.
And he handed off this contract to Dennis O'Brien.
Allegedly.
No, he did get a contract. So alleged.
Yeah. No, the
but allegedly, he got quite a significant sum of money.
Allegedly.
And the Moriarty Tribune said he did.
The Moriarty said, actually, definitely.
He did. So the Moriarty Tribune said, definitely. He said, what do you know, Moriarty?
But this is
go
what
follow
I can't
Sherlock
understand.
Holmes around a little bit more. Try and get him.
This was 2011.
Yeah.
So if the Moriarty Tribune come out and said, we're after spotting this now, this is a disaster. How has the file only gone to the DPP this week?
I'll tell you why. You cannot criminally prosecute someone based on a tribunal like that.
Right.
You're not allowed.
Okay.
So why have we waited so long? Obviously, he got fast-tracked this week. A lot of questions being asked. But
poor fella. I felt bad for him.
But like he had to be prosecuted without anything to do with the tribunal. Obviously, you can read the tribunal and say, but the guards have to prosecute it themselves.
Right.
They can't prosecute based on the tribunal and the Moriarty on what came out on us.
Mm.
So they obviously had to gather evidence over the years and years and years. There was two other things that he was accused of in that tribunal as well. All smaller things, but all obviously to do with lining pockets. So obviously then... He was commenting on TikToks, about the Legion of Mary.
But you know, funny thing is though, and our esteemed leader-to-be, Micheál Martin, did say it, that regardless of what was said when...
Yeah,
the people of Tipperary decided to know something. He's the very man.
Oh, they keep voting him back in and in and
so
in.
So you kind of you can't get around it.
No, like, you can't get around
it. And that brings us on, and I have to do a little piece, which as well at some point when you're ready.
Yeah.
About Trump.
Oh, he's in.
But I was listening to his inaugural address.
Yeah.
Just before I came over here.
Down with
and it is it's ridiculously interesting to hear him speak about what he's going to do in the next 24 hours.
Yeah, he left the whole world
Have
fixed.
You heard any of the things? So for starters, if he had come in Ireland, I'll give you equivalent items.
Go on. Yeah, lovely. Go on. Yeah, yeah.
So number one anyway, he says, that's it now. There's only going to be... That's it now. And I felt bad for Biden sitting there in the corner because he's kind of saying, that's it now. The nonsense will stop. And Biden is sitting there going, what nonsense?
Yeah.
What
you know the way people sometimes like give up with grace or whatever, or they hand over, like if Man City batter Liverpool 11-0, Pep usually goes, look, you know, the boys tried their best, you know. Yeah. So Trump wallops the Democratic Party and he goes, good enough for you.
He
doesn't, like, there's no grace there at all.
He was no grace. I felt bad for anyone sitting in the audience that was coming on the outgoing administration. He was going, right, that's it now, he said. First of all, national emergency, he said, down on the southern border, down in Mexico.
Yeah.
And he basically said he's going to send the army down and he's going to stop all the cartels coming in. They're now terrorists.
That's it now,
they're terrorists. Anyone that's here that's not supposed to be here, if we decide you're not supposed to, we're going to send you back to where you came from.
Yeah.
We're going to take all the criminals, send them home.
Yeah.
It's going to be this simple.
Yeah. He has a day to do it.
He did, and it's funny, I was trying to think of Irish equivalents. It'd be a bit like someone coming into the Irish Dáil and going, that's it now. We're going to send the army up to the north and we're taking it back.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
we're taking it back. This is ours. It was ours to begin with. You shouldn't have taken it in the first place. We're taking it back.
But it's like if my mother was in charge of it though, with no idea as to what is going to happen. Because my mother would walk in to the Dáil. If my mother got elected to the Dáil now, she'd walk in and go, that's it now. Enough now. And they'd say, and what, Geraldine? Like, how are we going to do this? Do you know what we'll do now? We'll roll up the city and, you know, because it's enough now. It's enough.
You know, it is.
She wouldn't say, there'd be no statement finished.
Trump had a few though. What? He said, from now on, the official policy of the United States of America, there are two genders. And female.
Yeah.
That's it.
He's going to
That's it now.
That's it now. No, you know.
Less you're messing
enough
now.
Enough now. You know,
whatever you might feel, you're going to be one or the other.
Now, and you know, and the reason why is because, you know, it. Now, and that, you know, And that's it now. I've had enough.
Yeah.
No.
We're sick of buying oil off everyone else. We've got the most oil reserve. We're going to dig here.
Yeah. No. And is there any evidence of any oil? No, look at, we're going, you know, that's it. That's we're going to do it. Like.
But in an Irish perspective, your mother might say, being from Roscommon, going, we have loads of bog.
Yeah.
What are we doing buying stuff from England and France? And
we're going to burn the road, but they're going to stop you doing this. Well, no, but you know what, Mark? Do you know what? Tell them now. Tell them fuck off, man. Tell them.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah.
That's what my mother always says to me.
Everybody's going to bring home, everybody has to be required, every household has to bring home 2 loads of turf a year to keep themselves ticking over.
And you know, if they say anything, let you know, you know, and let that be, you know, let that be it now.
Yeah, yeah.
Trump is every Irish mother of all time.
Yeah, and...
Let you know and tell them now, say if they say anything, say, do you know what, go away now. No, you know, go away.
The prices of everything is going to rapidly come down after today.
That's it now.
That's it now. That's what's going to happen. I don't know how he's going to do that.
He's going to do it, Ray.
And, oh, he set it up. Do you know the way they have an IRS, the Internal Revenue Service, or system service? IRS in the States.
Yeah.
He's now setting up the External Revenue Service.
Lovely.
Because he's decided, I don't know, we've been missing a beat here. We've been flat out taxing ourselves.
We should be taxing everyone
else. We should be taxing everyone else.
We should tax the rest of the world.
So the rest
but
of
how
the
does that work? They've all got their own jurisdictions. Because, you know...
Like, I'm going to set up the External Revenue Service. Because,
and if they say anything, let them, let you know, them. Let them. No. Let them know.
That's it now.
That's it now.
Yeah. And
said.
Then and then eventually he did say, and we're also going to establish the Department of Government. And I went, oh my God.
Oh, the Department.
I said, the very thing that we call what I work for.
Yeah, you've had
and
that
then
for
he
years.
Added on efficiency.
Ah, Jesus.
So that's
Christ.
That's code for we're going to cut a heap of jobs.
Yeah.
That's a bit like board falls, board B, you're gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't look at
you don't
we can
threaten.
All we can watch our own videos on YouTube. You don't need to put up videos on YouTube of how to cook steak. There's other lads doing it now. Board be you, you're gone.
How to get planning permission. I'm looking it up on YouTube.
Yeah.
How's it going, guys? Make sure you smash that subscribe.
The new
here's planning permission 101.
The new chief executive of Bord Fáilte is Michael O'Leary, and effectively Ryanair are going to run the whole tourist thing to Ireland.
Yeah.
And that's all we need. We don't need you, Bord Fáilte.
No,
good luck now.
Dead right. Give it to the businessmen who have all the money as well.
Exactly.
Yeah. So there's a huge problem with the tariffs, Ray. Do you know what a tariff is, Raymond?
It would be
it is one of those external taxes.
External Revenue Service.
Yeah. And he is going to tariff the shit out of everything because he's ripping with Ireland because we said to all of his lovely companies, a lot of which he's very, very friendly with now because Mark Zuckerberg came out and said, you know all that stuff we were blocking? I was only messing. Zuckerberg came out.
Free speech is back now. Yeah. You can say whatever you want about anyone.
I do have to say, like, Facebook was gone beyond a joke. It was why Facebook was dead, is because you couldn't put anything anywhere anymore and it was getting independently fact-checked, right?
Yeah.
So
you couldn't tell lies.
But that was all Jordan Biden.
No crack.
But so then Trumpy comes in, right?
Trumpy.
No, but lies are there to be found out, like. Yeah. I always say that. Like,
so there's no crack if there's no lies.
But look, we all tell a few lies, Ray.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I do love this podcast most of the time when I come inside to you. We all, but anyway, Zuckerberg then comes out and says, I was only messing with all that shutting people down, not letting them speak stuff. I'm mad to do that because he knew that Trumpy was coming in.
Yeah.
Now, Zuckerberg has his biggest office and his headquarters
here
in the Western world here in Ireland.
Yeah.
And he's availing of some very low corporate tax, which accounts for, I'm not great at numbers now, but I think 90% of our revenue here in the country.
Absolutely.
And Trump is going to try and get him back, and he's going to put tariffs and everything. And the other thing is on incoming goods. The last time that he put up the tariffs, there was a company, was it a whiskey company? Anyway, it was a whiskey company, and they had their barrels, an Irish-based company, and they had their barrels on a boat on the way over to Medich, which of course takes a couple of weeks on a boat, right? And while it was on the boat on the way over, he put the tariffs up.
Jesus.
And they were like, we're not going to turn the boat around. They had to pay £80,000 before they could dock it.
This would be a bad time
York.
Then so for me to tell you that the White Hag Brewery in Ballymoat
now
are going to America.
No! Put a tariff on that.
Don't know now did they pick the best time, but they are. I'm just giving you a fair warning.
Are
because
they?
I know Bob Coggins, Cog Bobbins as we refer to, the Lord and over... Arching chieftain.
He cans everyone these
himself. He works himself abroad in a small little porter cabin out in Ballymote, making the beer.
Naked.
But
I know that has nothing to do with that, but he is. He always
does no
it
clothes
naked.
On.
So at least you can remember that.
But Bob Coggins is going to America. He's bringing White Hag with him. He's going to hell with he must have an in with Trumpy. Because
he's the next one as well. He said, come here, you know what? I'm big into this, he says. You know?
Like, I mean, how are Bud Light going to, and what's that other one to drink over there?
He's sponsoring the Super Bowl. The White Hag. Yeah, they took it off.
The White Hag Super Bowl.
They took it off Coors Light.
Yeah.
The White Hag Super Bowl. Yeah,
but I will have to say, there will be a shout out in coming weeks regarding accommodation for Bob and his team. He is looking for couches to sleep on, spare bedrooms to stay in, and generally accommodations in the various places he's going to try and sell the beer.
Come here, are you telling me that like a very well established brewery here in Ireland is going to be sleeping on couches when he goes
I'm sure they're doing some sort of documentary and they want to have the crack on it. That's the only reason I can only imagine the wealth that is Bob Coggins.
Yeah.
He'd be able to buy America if he wants to.
He'd be staying in Trump Palace or whatever they call it in New York and all that.
That's Trumpy anyway.
That's it now.
Yeah, that's it now for Trumpy. And I do worry about the world after him.
The thing is, I don't really.
Do we not?
And the reason I don't is because I know it has little minuscule effects on us across the board, but I don't think we really see them. And, for the most part, he's not going to get most of his stuff through anyway.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't just, the book doesn't just stop with him. He can't just decide stuff. It doesn't work like that. That's
what
not
what about if he somehow managed to acquire rights in the wedding bands of Ireland? And then all of a sudden...
Who's he going to buy?
I don't know. Just somehow he managed to go... He just decided, I'm letting Mark Zuckerberg stay in Ireland on the basis that I get a 50% stake in every wedding band in the country. And all of a sudden, everybody's... Where? Yeah. How would you feel about Trumpy then?
You can't get 50% of nothing.
That's what revenue say all the time.
No, I wouldn't be that worried. I know I get it too. I get that they're afraid over there, but most of them just end up back in the middle again. The last time he was in office, that was this. We're getting rid of anyone who's an illegal immigrant. We're building a big wall.
They're getting rid of all the illegal... And they're also...
It doesn't happen.
The car manufacturing business in America, he's bringing all it back.
Yeah.
He's closing down the electric cars.
Lovely.
In America. He's, I have enough of this.
Yeah.
We're going to use oil, and oil is the way we're going to run.
And this is...
So I want you to start building Savage cars again for Americans and that drive American roads, etc., etc. And I was just thinking... What a mad thing to do to go resuscitating an industry that is clearly times have moved on. Honda have come up with a hydrogen engine.
That's he is literally saying, look, we're going to bring back Extravision. Don't mind that Netflix. We're going back to the videos, lads, and the
videos
DVDs.
Are coming back.
The videos are back.
And we're then slap a massive tariff on Netflix. So Netflix was 100 euros a month.
That's what he's doing, yeah.
And instead, then Extravision opens back up and mainstream
and Blockbuster and all of them. Yeah.
What other items in Ireland would come back, do you think, if we wouldn't have to pay for plastic bags.
Listen, no one is having a PS5. You're all going back to the arcades. I don't care what anyone says.
Arcades are back.
Yeah. But the thing, I was going to say something about
show bands.
Bring back the show bands.
Show bands. All other bands are cancelled.
Yeah, DJs are gone.
Yeah,
we're bringing back the bands.
They need to be 13 of you. You need to all wear suits, and it needs to have some fella in the middle in a white suit.
Yeah, and you have to drive the shite roads of Ireland. You're not driving the motorways
anymore.
You have
to play
every
little village.
You do. You have to play them all. I was going to say something about it there as well now when we were talking about what it come back or whatever. Oh, yeah. If he's going to get rid of electric cars, sure, what about Elon Musk? Are they not best buds? Are they not sleeping together every night kissing?
That's kind of strange, right? Yeah.
Because his whole thing is electric cars.
It is,
And the thing about the electric cars is that it's hydrogen is the way to go. Electric cars are an absolute waste of time because they burn just as many fossil fuels
as a diesel car. Out there who drives an electric
car. No, they're lovely. I would love an electric car. They are the most beautiful cars I've ever seen. Yeah. But they're a waste of time in terms of they might save you a little bit of money, but you're not saving the planet, though.
Yeah.
You still have to burn...
It is a small bit of a joke.
It is a joke, I know loads of people we know have them and all.
More natural resources.
Brendan has one, but it doesn't save on natural resources.
No, it doesn't. I mean, he's probably worse for the environment. But then
he is, because he's farting in it, thinking he's great.
Speaking of the environment...
Smelling his own farts, and that's burning straight through the ozone.
Old Trumpy is cancelling all the agreements with the greenhouse gases and the whole lot. The whole lot is just... It's back to drilling oil, fracking, diesel.
Fracking hell.
Fracking hell. It's just going to be a wonderful world we live in.
Isn't it? Great. Let's bring it back to 1950. Back to the great days.
Yeah.
You know, the Irish people, bring it back to the great old days.
Everybody has to milk 10 cows a night.
Yeah, lovely.
And every morning.
I could.
Everybody's back to dairy farming.
Great. I won't milk a cow. I'll milk a diddy, all right. No bother at all. It won't be a cow diddy.
I have some things.
Anyway, sorry. That's the Irish government done, and that's the American government done. Big changes in January,
big
Ray.
Changes.
This is when it all happens.
Can we talk about friendship apnea?
Apnea.
Apnea.
What does that mean?
Otherwise known as the catch-up trap. Have you heard about this?
Is this where you meet someone at Christmas and you go, where are you now?
Kind of.
Okay.
So I have to ask you now, you'd have friends, wouldn't you?
Alright, that's debatable.
Yeah. Well, I'd have friends.
No, we have an unbelievable circle.
We have a great circle, but a lot of friends you'd have kind of from back in the day. You'd have great times back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
But those friends now, the only thing you ever do is you meet up with them every few weeks, maybe every month, every other month.
Jeez, every year.
And when you do meet up with them, all you do is you tell them your story of what's been going on.
Yeah.
They tell you their story of what's been going on. That's it. You've caught up. Great to see. Mind yourself. Good luck.
Yeah.
You stop making new memories with friends.
That's a good point.
So I'll give you an example.
Go on.
Me and my friend Sharon.
Yeah.
I do call her. Me and Sharon used to live together in Chapel Street. Yeah. Had great times.
Well, this is a multi-sex partnership now. I'll tell you what happens with male and male, but go on anyway.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, but yeah. It was just when I was chatting to Laura about it, it was the first person that came to mind.
Yeah.
Every couple of weeks, you know, she'd call over to us or I'd call over to her and we'd have the chats and the crack and what's going on with you and all that sort of crack.
Yeah.
I can see how we've stopped making the new memories.
Yeah, you know, it's a reminiscent friendship.
It's literally just what's happening with you, what's happening with me, etc.
Yeah.
So the suggestion is that you would not meet Sharon for a coffee or call over to the house, that you would say, I'll meet you for the paddleboarding at 6.
Oh, yeah.
And then you go paddleboarding for an hour. And while you're paddleboarding,
you make a new memory.
You're chatting about what's going on in each other's lives, but you also fall into the Garvogue River and your parish.
And you go, do you remember that time when we fell into
the river? I nearly drowned.
Yeah, I was drowned. And then you were holding my head underneath when that grass cut. I don't know why I was doing that. I was only messing with you.
Yeah.
I was struggling. I was panicking.
So could you see any friendships in your life that you're kind of, that you're just catching up as opposed to creating new memories?
That is definitely the case. Yeah. No, that's the case with a lot of things. But I do think it's a little bit different for fella on fella love, if you will.
I'll take that.
Which is not allowed under Trump now. But anyway,
no, you're not.
No, there's something about fella on fella love. Like, so if I go to a stag party of someone from back home, right?
You create a new memory there now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also on top of that as well, there's something that happens with fellas where I could meet up with someone who I haven't seen in 10 years.
Yeah.
And we'll pick up where we left off.
Oh, yeah, that's wonderful.
We won't have, like, grown up when we're talking to each other.
Oh, you won't. In other words,
and I won't even be asking.
And you won't be reminiscing. You'll be just, that's it, we move on.
That's it now. Yeah. This is the next stage of us.
Yeah.
And there's no, like, where have you been for 10 years?
Yes.
It's just, this is the next stop.
Yeah.
So we took all this break and then we're just restarting right here
there's
now again.
There's a lot of people out of that like that as well.
Yeah, and let's go for it again from this day on. And I won't ask them any questions. I might even know if they have a beer.
Yeah.
And I'll get home and Nicola would say, like, how was fucking
I don't know.
Book?
Yeah.
And I'd be like, yeah, fuck it, flying.
I nearly drowned, that's all I said.
And then he'd say, like, where is he now? I have a clue.
Yeah.
He's probably got home, I don't know. Like, yeah. Is he married?
Really
did they get engaged, did they? Sure, I don't know. I haven't a clue. I don't know. You're with him for 3 days. I know. Sorry,
that is true.
It is true.
But do you find there are people in your life that you don't make new memories with?
I don't know, really. I don't make a lot of new memories with a lot of people now, but that's for me.
You just wouldn't be one for making new memories.
No,
I like the same memories all the time.
Yeah, I don't have the same memory loads of times.
You just like to do the same thing over and over again.
No, I don't
and
really.
And nice pint is mythics.
I don't make a lot of new memories with people, like, but I also think that, like, the company of someone isn't based on the fucking extravagant stuff you get up to.
That's true,
like, sometimes just the company of someone is nice just to be in the company of
sometimes
them.
It's
nice to go out, but then sometimes it's nice not to go out. And you know, like, if that's the way it is now, you know. That's not me. See, I don't need to be going off paddleboarding with someone to be like, lovely, that's our friendship reignited now.
If anything, it's probably the least thing you ever do.
I would hate to have to go paddleboarding
with
somebody.
Like, the most I can get out of you if I want to catch up is, obviously we do a podcast, but if I didn't have a podcast, I'd have to go over to your house and sit there and talk to you.
You would, yeah.
Yeah. God forbid that I get you to come out and do something.
No.
And then even if we go playing soccer, that doesn't really make memories either.
No, it's not really.
Because it works out much the same every week.
And like, I can't really play soccer anymore now because I have picked that. If I'm going to have any free time. The last time I tried to play soccer, Nicola came down with the two kids, like, and it was absolute chaos because she tried to go for a walk with them. And then Ali spotted me playing football. Then Ali came down to the pitch. Then Ali was roaring, crying because she couldn't come out onto the pitch.
Aww.
And I said to Nicola afterwards, well,
that's the end of the soccer.
I think that's the end of the soccer for me now, actually, because we tried to make it work and it's not
going
to
work. Will
we
have an old testimonial match for you now?
Let's do it, yeah. But my free time now is, if I'm going to pick my free time, it's always going to be golfing. So if anyone wants to make new memories with me, 9:20 in the morning, Strandhill Golf Club, I'll happily be there. I was there this morning before I rang you, sure.
Yeah.
Do you know?
I have another question.
Go on.
That's well wrapped up there now.
Thanks.
Speaking of testimonial matches, it led me on to the whole idea of sportsmen.
Yes.
And then I thought
sports gentlemen.
Sports gentlemen and sports women.
Yes.
But we have to address it.
Go on.
The big scandal this week was the two Johnnies catfish part 3.
I thought you were about Colin Healy.
What?
Oh, I was like, how did you know about that?
What happened to Colin Healy?
No, it doesn't matter.
Who is Colin Healy?
I'll explain to you really quick. You don't even have to react to this.
Great.
But just in case people didn't notice. So, and God forgive me, I can't remember her name already, but I promise that's not because I'm a misogynist. The Irish women announced a new manager.
Lovely.
They were given a press conference at 2:00 in the day, and at 12:00 that day, a former Irish international and the former assistant manager for the women, Colin Healy, released a statement to say, I turned down a huge job with Cove Ramblers that would have made me very close to my family on the assurances that I was not going to be fired by the FAI.
Oh.
And now I'm fired by the FAI, you know?
Yes.
And I'm just saying, and then obviously the FAI are denying that. We would never give such assurances to someone in contract like that.
Of course they wouldn't.
He was saying, I met the chairman. He said, no, Colin, your job is safe. Don't worry. And he turned down a big job that isn't there anymore. Oh. And ended up with no job.
How long was he with the women's team?
So he would have been with them. I don't know how long Colin Healy was actually with the women, but I think he was there post World Cup. I don't. He's a brilliant manager. And by all accounts, anyone who's given any kind of character reference on someone like Colin Healy, they're all saying it would have killed him to make a statement like that.
Yeah.
He never wants the spotlight.
Yeah.
Colin lost his wife last year. He's a single father of two young girls. He was about to make a journey with Cove Ramblers where he was like, I'm going to be at home now. I can look after the girls and have a nice job. I'm going to meet the FBI and talk about it. And they were like, Colin, don't take that Cove Ramblers job.
Take our job.
Please keep our job. And then he was gone then a couple months later. Anyway, I thought that's what you were
I had a really comedic moment there. Can you were telling me about how they totally did him badly.
Yeah.
How's it going? It sounds to me like the FAI invoked tough titties.
They did invoke.
But then losing the wife.
No, I know, yeah. That
I was going on and they can't. It couldn't all be tough titties.
No, but actually, they did actually invoke a little bit of tough titties. They were like, I know we said that, but your contract was up. We're just not renewing your contract. They did a little bit like. But anyway, he came out and talked about it. And it's not really shedding a good light on the new manager, as it is taking away the sting from her, which is very evident in the fact that I can't remember her name.
Yeah, but because you're a misogynist.
No,
but
I'm not a misogynist. I follow women's football. That's how intently I follow women's football.
Two and Johnny
Bastard knew that story. The two Johnnies, the J.A. Kat Kendi.
Part three.
All know who she is.
I still don't.
Of course you do.
No, but it's not like you know this person.
No,
I know
as in you've seen her.
But I've got loads of like videos coming up on their TikTok kind of showing, oh, this is her.
Well, Owen Quigg is adamant he was the first one ever to catch Jimmy
Byer. Whoever Owen Quigg is.
Do you not remember him?
He sang,
we've got the world.
No, that's not
he
Owen
Quigg. He was on Eurostar. Yeah,
that's
Owen
Quigg. That's not Owen Quigg. That's Mickey Joe's Kendi.
I don't think so. Owen Quigg sang that, didn't he? He sang, how can I protect you in this?
That's Aslan. That's not Owen Quigg. Who's Owen Quigg?
Well, he sang, c'est la vie, say you will say. Owen Quigg was on X Factor, wasn't he? He came like third or something. Did he?
Whoever this Owen Quigg fella is, he keeps putting up videos of him just sitting on the couch, staring at the camera, and then he puts text up going, something about the catfish. Could it have been me? Could I have been the first victim?
Oh, yeah. I think
he's really dramatizing it.
He is, yeah. He's trying to jump on board as well. He seems like a really nice guy, actually. He comes across well on TikTok, but he's obviously just trying to get in on this whole thing. I think he went to school with this girl.
For anybody that doesn't know.
Don't say her name.
Won't say her name.
Okay, yeah.
The two Johnnies exposed a big, massive catfishing network ran by one person. and this person played awful puck with a lot of people's lives, including one of the Johnnies.
Yeah.
And for all intents and purposes, it's sad enough, some of the stories that you hear.
Some of it's really bad.
And it's been a wonderful success for the Johnnies.
Yeah.
Probably the best thing that ever happened to one of the Johnnies.
No, the funny thing is, it is the best thing that ever happened to them. Yeah. Like, this is, without doubt...
Really well produced as well.
Really well produced. Yeah. It's the best story I've ever heard, ever. I've never
That's
been so
your
locked
opinion.
In. No, like, yeah, I know, but for me... But
I'm going to give you the opposite.
They're not Egypt, so it's an entertainment thing. They know exactly what's going on.
Tried to get the a member of the podcast staff, I won't say his name,
right?
But he lives in a palace in Ballinacaro. And me and this gentleman were in a van together during the week, and I said, you'll have to listen to the two Johnnies with me, because it's a wonderful story, and they were very well done. And Laura listened to it that morning. Laura said she was shook at after it.
Yeah, it was crazy.
As most women seem to be after it. Just so surprised at the levels that women can descend to in a psychological manner.
The interesting thing about it is that the shoe is on the other Kendi now. As in, it is weird to see that kind of vindictiveness from a female.
Yeah.
Like, that's a male trait.
So anyway, Brian, listen to it. Peek that out. Anyway, this gentleman listened to it and he got 40 minutes into the episode. The episode's about an hour and 20. And he had to stop after 40 minutes. Now, he paused it several times in the first 40 minutes.
Because he didn't like the story?
He was so exacerbated. He said, there's no story here. This is some young one made a fake profile and some thick JA fella fell for it. And that was I'd do it in 3 minutes. I'd say, this is what happened. This fella fell for it. Isn't he an awful idiot? Thanks very much. Now, I don't agree with this
gentleman. Don't agree with that either,
because I do think I think you have to go through it to understand how much it can affect your life. And
also, it wasn't just one story. Like, the network that was created was actually... It is unbelievable, the network that she created to of all of these people being linked together.
Yeah.
And like the funny thing
maybe
is,
maybe she's
like,
user 2002.
She could be.
She could maybe be in the Legion of Mary.
She could be the
maybe it's all just a.
It is. It's all. I knew this all led back to the Legion of Mary.
Could we do our own very
much? We're going to do
Kendon
it next
Rebel
week.
Podcast. Catfish. Yeah, the is Legion, in the of, Legion Mary. Of Mary.
The Legion of Mary catfish.
Yeah.
The thing is like that story is daft. Like the daft thing is like, obviously. And I really don't mean to insult people when I say this, like, but...
Yeah, you probably are going
to. The fucking, like, you want to be fair, cloudy in your head to be falling for it over and over and over and over
again. But again, you
again.
Don't
like,
know until...
I don't know until it happens.
Until you're in, yeah, and that's the one thing that one of the Johnnies said at the end of the show.
Yeah.
He said, look, this happened to me.
Yeah.
I'd be a fairly smart fella. I got done badly.
Yeah.
And you don't know what it's like until you're in it.
Yeah. If she wasn't so... What, and again, I hope I'm not insulting her, but I don't mind. If she wasn't so mentally unstable, this girl should be running some kind of business. She should be a CEO or something.
Yeah, if she channeled those same efforts into...
Yeah, if she... it is... Yeah, she should run the comedy festival.
Brendan's looking for
something.
A bit of help at the comedy festival. Yeah. If she's willing to do a bit, it'll take her mind off the whole Johnny's thing.
Do you know, if she can set up a few accounts to like a few pictures and stuff... God, maybe set up a few accounts there that might get a few tickets there at thehawksell.com.
Yeah, that's a really good idea.
It's no, but it is. I cannot believe the land. Now they can't talk about it anymore because rightfully the PS&I are now investigating.
Are they?
And if you're wondering why the PS&I are investigating, I mean, it's because their woman is based in the jurisdiction of the PS&I,
right? Which is the Northern Irish Police Force.
So I mean, I don't know what happens with it now. I mean, I suspect we won't hear anything again for another year or two.
Yeah.
You know?
Catfish part four.
I have to hand it to the two boys if what they say is true. They were offered big documentaries.
Oh, yeah.
Unless their legal team told them you can't do this without that person knowing. But they seem to be saying that, oh, we didn't want to do it without her.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Which seems very honourable.
Yeah.
Like I said, unless it was a case that they weren't doing it because they knew they were going to get in some real sticky trouble, with the law for doing it. But I mean, surely when the story is over, this is going to be a Netflix series. Like surely. This,
but
is...
it's a wonder how Baby Reindeer got away with it. He went ahead and
no, he didn't get away with it. He's getting sued to death.
Oh yeah. He's done well out of it at the same time.
No, I know, yeah, but he did, like, in the terms of what you're saying, how did he get away with it? He didn't. Mm, yeah. Like he's getting sued to death from your one, you know. So you won't get away with it. You will be sued, for releasing. So.
So that's that.
That's that. God almighty. Yeah. I mean, I've never come across a story like this. Anyway, sorry, have you other stuff you want to talk about?
Other than the situation that happened to at the post office in England, that was another big story.
Right.
Did you hear about this?
No.
No. The post office in England, back in the 90s, I think, early noughties, brought in a new financial accounting system for their post office gentlemen's.
Yeah.
You know the way you'd own a post office in England?
You would.
And you'd run it, and the post office gave you a nice shiny new computer called Horizon. The Horizon system by a company called Fujitsu.
Right.
And it basically did the sums for you.
Yeah.
You put in all the transactions.
Big old calculator.
Big old calculator.
Yeah.
And what happened was there was a whole load of errors in it and bugs in the system. And a Fujitsu crew were kind of going, geez, we need to keep this quiet. We don't want anyone getting the idea that our new system is shit.
Yeah.
So they had a team of people going in while the postmasters were sleeping, correcting stuff.
Jesus.
But what had ended up happening...
Like little elves. Oh, little elves. Lovely.
Yeah, yeah. So and even while the postmasters were on.
There's a little postmaster asleep. He's got one of those night hats on.
With a little whistle.
And these lovely little Fujitsu elves are coming in.
Yeah.
And they're coming in and fixing all his little sums.
All the little sums, yeah.
That's a really nice story, Ray. Really. Thanks for telling me that.
All of a sudden, the postmasters, they started having discrepancies in the accounts, like thousands going missing. And it ended up kind of the post office going, there's £41,000 missing from your, the Horizon system said you had £41,000. It's not in the safe.
Yeah.
What's going on here?
Where's Michael Lowry?
So they brought criminal proceedings and dismissed them and sacked them and brought them to court and made them criminals.
A load of postmasters lost
their
job.
A load of postmasters. There was apparently, I think there was almost 3,000 it affected.
Jesus.
So about 500 of them, just over 500 of them got together under the stewardship and leadership of a gentleman by the name of Alan Bates.
Yeah.
And they took on the government.
Yeah.
And they managed to get, they managed to out of the truth. But the post office were mad trying to protect themselves from any ill repute. But it's a wonderful story. It's not a wonderful story. It's a harrowing story because a number of postmasters actually took their own life.
God almighty.
Because of this.
Yeah.
I can't know where that money went.
Yeah.
And There is a four-part documentary about it on ITV.
Oh, wow. I'm going to
watch that. Mr. Bates versus the Post Office. And it's very well done. And Hayley from Coronation Street is in it. And she's very good supporting actress.
It's not a documentary then?
It's a dramatization.
A dramatization.
But it's a wonderful dramatization.
I must say, it's amazing what money does.
Well, how the government can be evidently hiding.
Yeah, because the panic that's involved in... Yeah. In any kind of scandal, even. Yeah. So it's either scandal or you're trying to fill your own pockets. Money will make you do anything.
Yeah.
They were willing for 3,000 people to lose their jobs.
3,000 people lose their jobs. Some of them
convicted and went
to prison.
That is so... everything that's wrong with the world, and God forgive me, it's either to do with money or religion, isn't
it? But that's it now, according to Trump.
That's it now. Do you hear me? Because when I come in now, let that be it now. Yeah. That's,
I've won
because
last
I'm not coming down and, you think I came down the last shower? There's a few things now and I'm,
Common sense is back.
Do your homework.
Do your homework.
That's all I'd say now because, sometimes, you're better off.
Better off just doing
and
homework.
That kind of,
I had my two senior managers, the last bit of my bits. Mm. I have two shout-outs, but my two senior managers, the assistant principal and the principal officer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Woo!
Big swinging managers.
Big swinging all...
Managers.
Yeah, managers.
Yeah. They had to come down from Dublin to visit our little office in Ballina.
Oh, yeah. Take a few pictures.
Know the way the railway service Ballina wouldn't be tremendous?
I wouldn't have known that, Ray, but judging by the rest of Ireland, I would say...
Lots of trains going to Dublin. Right. There's much less coming back.
Not a lot of people want to come back.
Especially during... Nobody's commuting to Ballina from Dublin.
No.
For a 10 o'clock start.
And usually when they get there, they go, yeah. I might stay.
And there's also a stop in Manulla where you get off at a platform in a field and you wait for a smaller train to bring you the rest of it to Ballina.
What's the story with Manulla and also Limerick Junction?
There are two platforms in fields that deviates off main line. So the Dublin Westport line, there is literally Manulla. You get off there and you get on a little two-carriage train that brings you to Ballina.
And... does anything happen in Manulla? Could you pick up your mother from Manulla?
I don't even think...
I know that's a very specific question.
I don't
Can my mammy get off in Manulla and I pull up?
I don't think there's a car park in Manulla. Right, there might be.
So it's just a changeover.
It makes sense for anyone living in Manulla if they were studying in Dublin, they could get a train up.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
So my managers, I said, don't be going to Manulla, come to Sligo.
No.
So they got a train down to Clooney in Sligo, which is marvellous, and I collected them.
Lovely.
Yeah.
You collected two managers in Clooney?
I did.
Yeah.
And you know what I drive?
Yep.
Yeah. They didn't know that a 07 Renault Traffic was going to collect them at the train station.
These are huge executives from fucking...
These are the Dublin management.
Oh my God.
And they landed down and I put their stuff... I opened the back door of the van. You know the van. That's the wedding van. All the wedding band gear was in the back.
Yeah, yeah.
I said, I'll put your laptops in there now, no bother. What's with all the gear? They said...
You were like Pat Short whenever he picks up Father Ted. I just have to call in here to the post office for a check now, lads. The van is bouncing. Raise the dog in the van. Shut up. Yeah. Shut up, you.
They were delighted with it, with the view. Because they could see over the hedges and all, the sea views and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Marvellous, yeah.
Well, they wouldn't be used to views like that around the northwest anyway.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Don't be telling them. They didn't tell all their friends, did they?
No, they didn't.
Oh, make sure.
But I did suggest that, do you think it would be possible to get the van all sign-righted with the Department of Government logo on the side?
Yeah.
And we just cruise around, going to places and sorting stuff out.
Well, if there's anything I do know... local people love to see vans pulled up with the Department of Government written on the side of it.
Yeah, I said we could get a caravan.
They don't panic at all.
We could get a caravan as well, hitch it up in the back, and there'd be no issue then having to stay over in places. We'd have our own accommodations
with us. You'd
have
great crack.
We would.
There wouldn't be a drop of work done, but you'd have lovely crack. But if I could tell you anything, nothing against them, I'm sure they're two lovely, lovely people.
They are the two loveliest people ever.
Tell them not be telling everyone up there how nice Sligo is, though.
Yeah, no, don't.
No, because we like it. Sligo is like a Galway that we don't be telling you about.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah.
We like some people coming in, but not all the people.
Not all the people.
No.
And that's what Trump would say too.
Now.
That's it now.
Listen, if you vote me in Sligo County Council, I'm going to build a wall from Ballisadare all the way up to fucking Kearney, right? And there'll be no one getting in.
No one getting in.
No.
Because you just want your own memories, the original memories.
I've made my memories.
You don't need anyone new coming in making new memories.
There's no point making new memories. I have loads of memories, right? I'm running out of memory. I have 2 gigabytes in my skull, man. I'm up on 198.
I have two shout-outs.
We planned for the Aran Islands. Sorry, I was chatting to Brendan at the weekend. He was astounded by this.
Okay.
Right? Two friends of ours are moving to the Aran Islands, right? And I got so jealous when I heard them saying this,
really?
Right? And I was trying to explain it to Brendan and Bethany. I was like, I'd love that life. I'd love to just be on the Aran Islands now and Brendan and Bethany were like, oh yeah, it'd be nice for you and the girls and stuff. And I was like, no.
No.
I'm not on about bringing the girls. Like, so yeah. This is the way I envisioned it in my head. Hopefully they're financially stable here in Sligo and maybe they give me a video call maybe once a week.
Right.
But I live in a house in the Aran Islands.
Okay. Right? What kind of a house?
Just, I don't care.
A house. Of Inishkendi kind of house?
No. Too dark.
Right.
I want to live in a house. I don't care if it's that expensive, but I just do want like a window wall. You know?
Yeah, I know the one.
Do you know?
Yeah. Yeah, and I can see that.
I wake up in the morning naked.
Yes.
Right? Kick the hooers out of the bed. Go home, guy.
Yeah.
There's no hooers in the Iron Islands or whatever. If they are, they don't look. Yeah. Anyway, no.
Sounds very much like Bob Coggins' life in Ballymore.
What do you mean?
Well, he wakes up in the morning naked.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. I thought you were going to say about the hooers kicking the hooers out of the bed.
Anyway, no! I'm so sorry to Bob's partner.
We can't put that in now because that's not fair. I don't know him well enough to say that.
I know you do.
Joke.
No, he won't mind, in fairness. Go
anyway,
on,
I wake up. Right, I put on a coffee, right?
Yeah.
Naked still.
Right,
big
with the window
shadows.
Wall.
Yeah, with the window wall. There's right. Nothing else around. And when I wake up, I can't hear anything.
Oh, okay.
There's no sound.
It's just silence.
There's no sound anywhere. And I make coffee and I just stand at the window drinking it. And when I look out the window, what's out the window?
Now? Yeah.
Nothing.
Just the shadow from your big
There's
memory.
Nothing out the window. All you can see is just the sky or whatever the hell.
Yeah.
And then I go, what do I need to do now?
Nothing.
And you
right. think that'd be nice?
That is like...
I'd say 2 mornings of that and you'd be bored.
No. What else I thought was, I drove by your old cha, right?
Yeah.
And Lukey's van was outside us.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Sean's Riley is off traveling the world with it in character, living his best life.
Yeah.
He's rarely home.
Yeah.
Sarah Plas stays in that house quite a bit.
German Sarah, yeah.
So... German Sarah stays there quite a bit and she's rarely in Sligo, even though she would love to be here more.
She'd be away influencing
the world. So she's away influencing the world.
Yeah.
Okay. Doing all her influencings and such. Lukey's van was just there.
Yeah.
And I just thought, geez, what a great life Luke has now.
Do you think Lucas just gets up in the morning, there's no sound, and he walks down naked? He goes down the stairs and that door at the back of our house, where our old house, which was like a patio door,
just looks out
and it's full length. Yeah. And he just stands there looking out at
drinking
the cat.
Coffee.
Yeah, at the back.
And what does he hear at?
No.
And what I was trying to explain to Brendan was, and he'd remember it like, because he has two older boys now. Maybe it's the same now. But I was trying to say to Brendan like, and like this is worse for Nicola as well, like because she works a lot harder than I do with kids. The second I wake up in the morning now, it's just. Like noise and chaos.
Okay.
And Nicola lets me stay in bed to acclimatise. Yeah. Nicola's very good going, I'm up. You stay there for a minute, like just readjust, But even then it's like, you can't even rub your eyes. Like, it's just like, oh shit, this is the chaos.
Do you
want to
sleep with me
now.
Tonight?
I would love to sleep with you.
Because when I wake up in the morning, all I hear is nothing.
Oh.
I just have silence in the morning. And this is after, again, Laurie gets up at stupid o'clock.
Yeah.
Because she does go away working.
Yeah.
Fair play to her.
Yeah.
Now, the cat does be up before Laurie gets up at stupid o'clock.
And cat
the cat does,
up
be, the cat does be meowing outside the door going, Laura, Laura.
Yeah.
Laura.
And then once she gets
and
up
And once then Laura gets up, then she has Laura, so she's happy.
Okay.
But we, I'd stay on in bed for approximately 2 hours. And when I wake up at around 9:15, there's no sound. Laura's gone to work. The house is all smelling of coffee. Heater's on. Toasty.
Oh.
But I was going to say, if you want, I can get Laura to sleep in the spare room tonight and you can come sleep with me.
Yeah.
It's not that big of a bed. I'll do you tomorrow night.
What about if we just start kissing your little ears as well and stuff when we're doing this? Like that. Yeah, but come here. No, beyond that, I'd love that way. Do you remember when you used to be in school? Or like the best feeling in the world. I swear to God, the best feeling in the world, bar a good sneeze, is... No, a good sneeze is an unbelievable feeling.
It is a good feeling, yeah. Except when you get a pain after it. But go on.
Yeah, but anyway, the best feeling in the world is that feeling where two things would happen. You wake up when you were young, like in school. You'd wake up going, no. And then you check and it's only
Saturday.
3 o'clock. No, it's only 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh.
And you're like,
oh, yeah.
Lovely.
A lot more sleep
I'm
to have.
Put my head back down. Or the other one is exactly what you just said.
It's Saturday.
You'd wait and it's Saturday. And you go, or you wake up and you forget. It's the summer holidays.
But see, you,
Six
when
weeks.
You used to wake up as a young fella on a Saturday, that was a good thing for you.
Yeah,
it wasn't a good thing for me because back to Trumpy, drill baby drill.
Yeah.
Reckle, baby, reckle. It was go to the bog.
Yeah, I went to the bog once.
If I woke up and there was a sound of rain, pitter patter on the window,
oh, yeah.
Then I know the farm work would be mostly cancelled for the day and it would be a nice Saturday.
Yeah, and I wouldn't mind, but like your father had the same feeling as well. Ray, you don't want to be on the farm and I don't want you on the farm, but you're the only one I have.
Yeah.
So we have to go and do this, you know? Were you good on the farm?
I was okay.
Were you? Yeah.
I wasn't the worst. When my heart was in it, if it meant driving the tractor, I was there.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd be there with all the accoutrements. I was there for the day.
Yeah.
But if it meant picking stones or cleaning out a shed, I wasn't there as much.
No.
Do you know, I wasn't. And to this day, I'm still not there as much when it comes to. And it's got to the point now where I don't even know how to drive the tractor because I don't
need one. Anyway, we better wrap this up.
Shout outs real quick.
Oh, shout outs real quick and then Jack, we shout out the live show.
Jack is a Kilkenny man.
Jack's love.
He's living in Ohio.
So that's right.
Yeah. He sent us the loveliest message today. He started at 180, said, no, hold on now. A bit like me and Gavin and Stacey. I started with the finale.
Waste of time. Yeah.
And I had to go back and I completed it this week, by the way. It's one of the best shows I've ever seen.
It's very good,
isn't
it?
But he decided to go back to the start and now he's finally caught up. And now he understands why I have a purple snack to try and take the taste of food, breakfast out of my mouth or whatever.
Yeah.
Do you know, he understands things now.
It's amazing when you start late.
Yeah.
And you're like, what are they on about that to go all the time for? And then you go back. You know?
Back and do it. Yeah. But fair play to Jack. Jack, lovely message, and it's great to have you listening.
Thanks,
and
Jack.
Also, Brendan told me as well, when I said we'd have to do a shout-out for Jack, Brendan says, oh, and Sarah Fay also.
Sarah Fay.
I have no idea who Sarah Fay is. Do I know?
My 40th birthday, Gabriel's wife.
Ah, Gabriel's wife.
Oh, Gabriel's wife, Sarah.
That's Sarah Fay.
No way. No way. Well, thanks, Sarah Fay, love, Fay play to you.
Fay play to you.
Sarah, fair play to you.
Did you want to say anything about this live show that we've...
The live show we're doing is on Valentine's night in the Hawkswell Theatre. It is part of the So Funny Comedy Sligo Festival. You can get tickets to it on SoFunnySligo.com or go straight to Hawkswell.com. Yeah. And the other thing I want to say is...
Selling out.
The show is selling really well and we have finalised the guests.
Yes.
You're talking to Sharon Mannion, you're talking to Luke Ming Flanagan, you're talking to Alan Clark.
You're talking to Cullum Dawson.
You're talking to Cullum Dawson.
You're talking to Aidan Tierney.
You're talking to Aidan Tierney.
And the band.
God almighty.
And the band Plan C will be live on the night as well.
Seriously, this is the first time ever in the history of us doing live shows we've thought about all of this.
The first time ever that we've been able to afford to pay for all these people to help
absolutely,
us.
So we don't have to do feck all. No, it's going to be unbelievable. It's part of So Funny Sligo. Even if you can't make our show, make sure you make... an appearance at some show at the So Funny Sligo Comedy Festival, which you can find at SoFunnySligo.com or go to Hawkswell.com for tickets now.
Fair play to us.
Ray, fair play to me.
And fair play to me.
Good luck.
Good luck.
The Kendi and Rabo Podcast, sponsored by Maeve's Cozy Front Lounge and the Caravo.